I'll take a look at sports this morning. First, let's take a look at high school wrestling. The latest IA Wrestle 1A and 2A rankings have come out. In Class 1A team rankings, Don Bosco is ranked number 1. Logan Magnolia shows up at number 4. Underwood at number 9. Also among the individuals that are ranked at 106, Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley is number 2. Southwest Valley's Braden Mater is number 4. And Tegan Slaybaugh of ACGC is rated 9th. At 113, John Schroeder of Riverside is ranked 6th. At 120, Jace Rose of Riverside is ranked 4th. Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley, 8th. At 126, Stevie Barnes of Underwood ranked 5th. And Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia ranked 9th. At 132 pounds, Gable Porter of Underwood is ranked 4th. Also, Hayden Fisher of AHSTW is ranked 12th. In 138, Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia, 3rd rated. Weston Allen of Underwood is 7th. Seth Danker of ACGC, 8th. And Nolan Moore of Riverside is 10th ranked. Also, 152, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia, 2nd rated. At 160, Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia is rated 4th. Jackson Ray of East Mills, 12th. At 170, Cale McLaren of St. Albert rated 8th, and Gage Clausen of Moe Valley 11th. At 182, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center is 9th ranked. At 195, Corey Coleman of Trainer is 4th, and Cale Pevestorf of Coon Rapids Baird ranked 7th. At 220 pounds, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley ranked 3rd. Aaron McAllister of Coon Rapids Baird 9th, and Chris Gardner of Underwood 11th. And at 285, Devin Whipple of Bedford Lennox is 3rd rated. Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia 5th. Connor Murray of Missouri Valley ranked 7th. In the 2A team rankings, West Delaware is ranked on top. No area teams show up in the top 10. Among the individual wrestlers ranked at Class 2A, at 106, Vincent Mayberry of Glenwood ranks 6th. At 120 pounds, Ethan Fullman of Atlantic Cam is rated 10th. At 126, Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam is rated number 8. At 138, Shea Parkus of Kemper Catholic ranked 10th. At 145, Dawson Bond of Red Oak is 9th ranked. At 160, Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama 2nd ranked. At 170, Caden Stutzman of Atlantic Cam is 6th ranked, while Mitchell Mayberry of Glenwood is 8th rated at 182 pounds. At 195, Jackson Kinsella of Creston OM is 2nd ranked. Jesse Schweary of Harlan 9th ranked, and C.J. Carter of Glenwood is 10th rated. And at 220, Crew Howard of Clarinda is 3rd ranked, while Cooper Anderson of Panorama is ranked 10th in this week's list. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has released the boys' district basketball brackets for 1A and 2A teams. Class 1A preliminary round play will be on February 12th. Then both classes will play first round action Monday, February 15th. Second round play Thursday, February 18th, with the district finals played Tuesday, February 23rd. The substate finals will be on Saturday, February 27th. All those games scheduled for 7 o'clock starts. Here's a look at some of those matchups in Class 1A and District 13. The preliminary game is Orient Maxburg at Diagonal. Then first round action is the OM Diagonal winner playing Martinsdale St. Mary's. Southwest Valley at Lennox. East Union will play at Earlham and Bedford at Nottoway Valley. In District 14, the preliminary games, Essex at Griswold, Clarinda Academy at Fremont Mills. Then the first round matchups are Tri-Center facing the Essex Griswold winner, Sydney at East Mills, Cam playing the Fremont Mills Clarinda Academy winner, and Stanton at Riverside. In District 15, the preliminary round game is Peyton Sherdan at Glidden-Ralston. The first round matchups include Grandview Christian versus the Peyton Sherdan Glidden-Ralston winner, Audubon facing Madrid on the road, Coon Rapids Baird at Ankeny Christian Academy, and IKM Manning at Ogden. In District 16, the preliminary round game has Heartland Christian at West Monona. The first round matchups have the Heartland Christian West Monona winner facing St. Albert, Logan Magnolia at Woodbine, Arweva at West Harrison, and Exira EHK at Boyer Valley. In Class 2A first round action, in District 1, Kemper Catholic will be at home against Northwest Webster, while Missouri Valley will play at Ridgeview. Second round action includes East Sac County and OABCIG awaiting the winners of those games. In District 15, first round play, I-35 is at Central Decatur, West Central Valley is at ACGC, with Van Meter and Panorama awaiting the winners in the second round. In District 16, the first round matchups, Underwood at Clarinda, Shenandoah at Red Oak. Second round matchups will include AHSTW and Trainer facing the winners of those two games in second round play. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are set to take on one of the hottest teams in the country tonight at home against 7th-ranked Ohio State. The Buckeyes have won 6 of their last 7 games. Iowa is 7-3 in the Big Ten after a Tuesday night victory over Michigan State. Hawkeye center Luca Garza says this game begins the second half of the Big Ten race.
All 5 starters average double figures.
You know, we got 10 games left in the regular season. You know, I got 10 regular season games left in my career. You know, I think everyone's taking every single game seriously. And to, you know, a point where we know we need to win these games and be able to go out there and play our best.
It continues a busy week for the Hawkeyes that will see them play three games in just 6 days.
You know, obviously, bringing in Ohio State, one of the best teams in the country, and then obviously going on the road to Indiana, and then, you know, going forward, Rutgers at home, whatever the case may be. You know, we have a lot of great games coming along. We're excited. You know, we're going to come out here and play as hard as we can and try to come out with some wins.
We'll have that game tonight for you here on the radio. 5 o'clock is the pregame start time. 6 o'clock, tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Hawkeyes and the Buckeyes. Last night, tough night to be a top 25 men's basketball team as a third-ranked Villanova lost 70-59 to St. John's. Also, number 10, Alabama was a winner. They beat LSU 78-60. North Carolina State falling to Virginia 64-57. It was Georgetown knocking off Creighton by a final of 86-79. Also, Pittsburgh beat number 16 Virginia Tech 83-72. It was 18th-ranked Missouri holding off Kentucky 75-70, and South Carolina defeating number 22 Florida 72-66. Also last night, West Virginia pulled away and beat Iowa State 65-56 to pick up its ninth straight win in women's college hoops. The Mountaineers built a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. Iowa State pulled to within six with 2:20 left but missed their last four shots. Aubrey Jones and Lexi Donarski had 9 points apiece. Ashley Jones had 17 points and 9 rebounds to help lead Iowa State. The Iowa Hawkeye women are on the road tonight to battle 11th-ranked Ohio State. The Buckeyes beat the Hawkeyes 84-82 in overtime in their first meeting in Iowa City.
Ohio State is the one that obviously came in here and broke our win streak, and we felt like we played very well up until really the last 2 minutes of that game, and then we had too many turnovers. So hopefully we've addressed those issues. And we're going in there with some good confidence, because you need to go in there with confidence.
The Hawkeyes are 6-4 in the Big Ten, 10-4 overall entering that contest. And the NCAA has announced the decision to cancel national championships for all winter athletics, citing low participation numbers as a factor. That's at the Division III level. This is the second year in a row that most of these championships have been canceled due to COVID-19. Last year, the NCAA pulled the plug on the Division III wrestling championships in Cedar Rapids shortly before the competition was set to begin. It was announced prior to the season that this year would not count against any athletes' eligibility time limits. That's Check of Sports this hour here on KJAN.